דף יוטס המדלף בבעלם עבלי יומד the next to the last line we had in the Mishnah said Motzo Daifiki Matone Vishavrim Areza no Yachse. Person finds a Daifiki, Matnashimara, Matone, Matnasbori, Areza no Yachse, don't give it to the Mekabel Matone, Shani Yoyme, Ksubim Hoyu, Venimlach Aleim, Shaloy Litnam. I am Chayish, maybe the person had written the Daifiki, had written the Matone, but he had not given it over, so we have no right to give it over to the Mekabel Matana. So the Gemara says, Taima Deloyama Tnu. If he didn't say Tnu, so Memele, so we have no right to give it over, there is a Chash, Shemo Nimlach Aleim Sholei Litno. Ha'omar Tnu, but what would be if he said Tnu? So I hear that he wasn't Nimlach. Nice. Then it would seem from the Mishnah, you give over. Remino, I'm going to ask you a kasha. Motzo daitikois, apoitikois, umatonois. Afal pi sheshneyem moidim loyachze loylolze veloylolze. The Baraisa says that if a person found a daitiki or a matone, even though the Noisein Matone says, you should give it to him, I gave it to him, lo yachza lo yloza ve lo yloza. So I have a stira from the Baraisa to the Mishnah. Now before we go further, let us just see Rashi. Zot Rashi, ha'am ha'atnu Noisnim amas nisim poret. The Tali time, the Mishnah says the sole reason you don't give it over, because I'm afraid maybe he had decided not to give it, but Ha'amatnu is nice. Apoitikois, so Rashi says, Sha'osa lo'i soda apoitiki, le'milve al-peh sha'osa lo'i olav milve yishono. So the Masha explains Rashi as follows. Rashi means that we're speaking about a person made an apoitiki, which means that the Loiva said that the Malve has a schus gviya from this kalke. Perhaps he can't be misalik and bezuzi. And so normally this is done b'shas halvo. So this whole concept of maybe he wrote it and Nimlach aleim, and he didn't give it over. These things normally do not apply. When you make a halvor, you write in the shtar that I'm making a halvor, and this karka should be mishubit to pay up the choyv. So therefore, Rashi says, we're speaking about a unique apoitiki. We're speaking about that the malva made a halvor to the loive in Nissen, a milval peh. And now later in Tishrei, the Leiva wants to make a karke and a poitiki l'teves amalva. So now he wants to be mishabed this karke to be in a poitiki to pay up the choiv, the nisendike choiv. So on such an apoitiki, it could be he had very good intentions, so he wrote that apoitiki, then later he changed his mind. He won't do it. So the concept Shema Nimlach Aleim Shalei Litnam is speaking about an apoitiki that was Nischadish later mitzad the Rotzen Toiv of the Loive. He wanted to write and there was a previous Halvo and there was a Vo without an apoitiki. Now he wanted to make an apoitiki. So this concept Shema Nimlach Aleim Shalei Litnam is applicable by this apoitiki. Layaze. So now, we have a diyuk from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the sole reason you don't give to the Mekabel Matone, the Matone, because I'm afraid he decided not to give it to him. But if he says give it to me, give it. The Baraisa says you don't give it. Now Rashi is going to give an explanation, which this will help us as the sugya progresses. I mean, l'cheira, we have to understand Shem Shemayim. What's wrong over here? He wrote a matone to Reuven, and so it could be he changed his mind to give it to Reuven. But if he says, give it to Reuven, the matone, I gave it to Reuven, so why shouldn't we give it to Reuven? What kind of kilkul could come about? So Rashi says the whole scenario, which we will see keseda in the sugya. Rashi says as follows, Shema kosva lezeh, leimos aloi. Maybe he wrote, that's what the Mishnah said, he wrote a shtar matone, and he thought he'd give it to him. V'loi mosaloi. V'loi zoche bekarke. He said he wasn't zoche bekarke. He had an intent to give him a matone. Changed his mind. Fine. So that's Shalom HaYisrael. But something happened in between. V'choza v'kosav la'achel, u'mosaloi ashtar v'zoche bekarke. Later, so that means like this. Nissen, Reuven wanted to give a matone to Shimon. Nissen, he wrote a shtar matone in Nissen. He wrote a shtar matone, he wants to give the shtar to Shimon. That was Nissen. Reish Chodesh Nissen was Mamish. He decided he's giving a matone to Shimon. Then later, he changed his mind. You don't give matone so quickly. He changed his mind. So he has the shtar matone by himself. He's not going to give it to Shimon. This was in Nissan. In Iyar, he decided to give the shtar, to give this karke to Levi. Now he wants to give a shtar matana to Levi. So he gave him. In Iyar, he gave this matana to Levi. This karke, which he had written in Nissan to give to Shimon, Lamaise was only a good intent. But he didn't give it. Fine, no problem. And here, he decides to give this karka to Levi. Also no problem. So now, here, he gave the karka amatona to Levi. Shalom al Yisrael. Now, let's look back in Rashi. Because of a cause of la'acher, later he wrote another shtar for Levi. A mosalei shtar v'zochabai. Reish chodesh here, Levi was kind of the karka. Gewaldig. Now something happened. Now he has Agmas Nefesh that he gave it to Levi. Agmas Nefesh, but he gave a shtar to Levi, the karka belongs to Levi. But all of a sudden he has an Eluya Shaifal. Maybe I can, with Adredo, I can take it away from Levi. You know what, I have a shtar. They had written Reish Chodesh Nissen that I had given the shtar to Shimon. I given this karka to Shimon. We're talking about we lost the shtar. There's a reyes in the nefil over here. The shtar we find in Tammuz, we find a shtar in Tammuz that says that Reuven is giving this karka to Shimon Reish Chodesh Nissen. And it's very good way it was lost, because Reuven wasn't careful about the shtar, because he changed his mind. He's not giving it to Shimon. Now someone comes with the shtar, and Reuven says, shkocha protis, mamish meiradi. He was mischaret that he gave the karka to Levi in the year. Now we have the shtar. He's going to show, make a dreidel. So he's going to tell, that's right. You know, the shtar I gave to Shimon in Nissen, Reish Chodesh Nissen. Give it back to Shimon. Now, if we're going to listen to this Reuven, we're doing a Shrek Lecha Avle. We're being mafsid Levi. He gave the karka to Levi in Iyar. Lemaise, he never gave the karka to Shimon in Nissen. He never gave. That's what the Reyes and the Fila is telling us all about this. That's why the shtar got lost. The Reyes and the Fila is telling us that Lemaise never gave the kank and the shtar to Shimon Reish Chodesh Nissen. Now he's saying, I gave the shtar to Shimon Reish Chodesh Nissen.
Look, Magnus, how did the Shtag get lost? But that's what he's saying. So Lemaise, so I won't listen to him. Because I'm afraid maybe he wants to take it away from Levi. And by saying that he had given the Shtar to Shimon Rosh Chodesh Nissan, he accomplishes what he wanted to accomplish. And Levi and Lemaise, now Shimon is going to come with the Shtar. What are you doing in this Kalkis? What do you mean? Reuven gave it to me in here. And sure, the Kalka, he gave me the Shtar in Nissan. The Kalka belongs to me. So Memele, if we'll give it back to Shimon, this Shtar, we're going to be Mafsid Levi. I don't know if there's such a scenario or not, but I have here Arayas and the Nefila. I have to be careful. He's telling me that, I gave it to Shimon Rosh Chodesh Nissan, and it's a little fluky, man. He gave it Rosh Chodesh Nissan, and Shimon lost it. Yeah, I mean, Shimon also says he lost it. Reuven says he lost it. But it's fluky. I mean, you don't lose Shtaris. There's a race. It would seem that you never gave it to Shimon. And that's why it got lost. So what's that? So why are you saying this? We'll figure out why you're saying it. Because you want to take away now the karka from Levi, which you gave to him, Rosh Chodesh here. So that's what you're saying. So therefore, the Mishnah says, we're a step ahead of you. No yachsa. That's it. So let's see what Rashi says. Lo yachzer, we will not give it back to Shimon. Shema kosvo lazer, v'lo imos aloi, and he didn't give it over to him. V'lo yzoche v'kalke, and Shimon, the kalke did not belong to Shimon. V'chose v'kosev l'acher, and now later, in Nia, he gave the kalke to Levi. Ubo lachzer boy, minasheni, wants to be choise from the sheni, v'roitze losses l'rishin. He wants that let Shimon get a hold of the shtar. He's going to go, Shimon's nishep Levi to Bezen. He's going to come to Bezen. He's going to show his shtar. This is a shtar that I was kind of the field. So therefore, we will not listen to Reuven, and we will not return it. Als der Reis in der Fila. Oma Rabbi Abi Bar Mamo, Rabbi Abi Bar Mamo, loy kashe. No kashe. Ho be bori, ve ho be shimra. It matters if the first matone is a matnas bori, or the first matone is a matnas shimra. Later we'll see there's a problem, it says daitiki, side by the Mishnah, side by the Baraisa, but let's not go into that yet. We'll take care of that soon. But Akaponim Rababa Ba'amamol says as follows. The Mishnah is speaking about a daitiki, a matnas shimra. A matnas shimra, he says, give it to Shimon, we give it to Shimon. We have nothing but to worry about. The Baraisa that says, don't give it to Shimon, is being about Matnas Bori, and we'll see what the difference is. Now, Habe Bori, Habe Shrimra. Masnisin diktoni ha'oma tnu naisnim. The Mishnah that says, he says, tnu, we give it to Shimon. Bishrimra, it's being about a Matnas Shrimra. So I have here a Matnas Shrimra. This person who says, he wrote a matna shchimra, and he says, no, give it to Shimon. I gave the shtar, Rosh Chodesh Nissan, I gave it to Shimon, Shimon lost it. The Bar Mehedel, there's a moiridik halacha by matna shchimra. A matna shchimra, you give, let's just say two halachas by matna shchimra. A man shchimin is a cloud of a shchimin, a kirsul mimasurim dome, it's, you don't even need a maise kinyin. Number one. Number two, and it's chala achamise. I mean, this is a unique thing that the shchimara says, give these nachosim to Shimon. It's chal achamise. Right. There's another din by a matna shchimara. Since it's chala achamise, so the Nisein Matone can always change his mind. I wasn't chal yet. So that means, if Reuven gave a matna shchimara, a daiteki to Shimon, and he says, he gave a Rosh Chodesh Nissen, I'm giving it to you. Rosh Chodesh Iyar, he's going to decide, I'm gonna give this karka to Levi. The same karka he gave to Reuven, Rosh Chodesh Nissen, he gave to Shimon, Rosh Chodesh Nissen, he gave to Levi, Rosh Chodesh Iyar. No problem. No problem. A matna shchima, you could be chayza. So that means, let's say such a scenario happened. He gave it to Reuven gave to Shimon a matna shchima Rosh Chodesh Nissen. The same karke, he writes a shtar, I'm giving this karke to Levi Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Fine. Now, then Reuven dies. Fine. Matna shchima. Now they're going to come to Bezdin. Shimon and Levi are going to come to Bezdin. Shimon says, he gave me this karke Rosh Chodesh Nissen. Levi says, he gave me this karke Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Do you know what Bezdin is going to say? It belongs to Levi. Because he gave you a matna shchimra. A matna shchimra is, it can change your mind. He gave it to you Rosh Chodesh Nissen. But when he gave it to Levi Rosh Chodesh Iyar, he was chayza from the matane. I believe you. He gave it to you Rosh Chodesh Nissen. If he would have died then, it would have been yours. But your mazel, he died Rosh Chodesh Sivan. So the maize, the minute he gave this karka to someone else, your matane became bottle of mabutu. And it belongs to Levi. It belongs to Levi. So now, Masnisin diktoni ha'omat nu noisnim, b'shchimara, it's speaking about a matna shchimara, motzo daiteki, it's talking about a matna shchimara. The bar mehederu, a matna shchimara, you can be choyzer. I can give it in Rosh Chodesh Nissen, I can be choyzer. Tamrinen, my ikale meima, what are you afraid of if you're gonna give this star, I found a star on the street, that says that Reuven gave this karke in Nissen. That's what it says in the shtar. What are you afraid of? Dilme kosva mi korelai. Let's speak out what you're afraid of. Maybe he wrote in the beginning to give it to Reuven. Ve'imlach, and he, nice, he didn't give it. V'layovi nele, he didn't give it to him. He wrote to give it to Shimon, he didn't give it. V'hote kosva li nishachine, and then Rosh he wrote another shtar, and he gave it to Levi. Hashte kohoda bei mahud yovei nele. But now he had charote. That means that whatever he did, he has charote. Vimlech lo yovei nele. Vahoda kosvel ine shachine, viyovei nele. Now he is charote that he gave it to Levi. So the Yovinele. Hashta kohoda bei mahidi Yovinele. Now he is charote. So the Gemara said, so let's see. Ibe matnas yo bori yovile, if he gave it to my matnas bori, less leip seide. So Levi's not gonna lose anything. The chinavki tarti, they're both gonna come to Bezdin. We're gonna give it back. The Mishnah says, give back the shtar that was written Rosh Chodesh Nissen, give it back to Shimon. So let's say this second matone, which we are afraid of, that could be occurred, and we're afraid now he is charote that he gave the second matone, he wants to make a break. So he says like this, if the second maton will be a matnas bori, less like pseide, the second, the bal matone, that has nothing to lose. The chinavki tarti, he's going to come to Bezdin now, and come to Bezdin, Shimon's going to come to Bezdin, I have the shtar that was given to me, Rosh Chodesh Nissen, a matnas shchimara. Levi's going to come to Bezdin, I have a shtar, matnas bori, that was given to me in Iyar. Which star was written last? Leibishtar was written last. It was written Rishchaydashia. So the Chinovki Tarti, both stories are going to come to Bezen, but Raisi Zochi, to Hoda by Mikamaisa. Because since Amat Neshrimra one can have Charote, so the minute that he wrote the second Shtar Rishchaydashia, he was Chayza from the first Matane. He did give it to him, he didn't give it to him, it's irrelevant. I feel like he gave it to him. But a matne shchiv mara, you can be chayze from the matone. So if Levi is in the come to Bezden now, with Levi shtar, and it says reshchaydish, says reshchaydish iyer, and Shimon's gonna say, look, my shtar was written, was given to me reshchaydish nissen, so the dain is gonna tell Shimon Abyid, wonderful, was given to you Rosh Chodesh Nissen. But since Reuven wrote a second shtar Rosh Chodesh Iyar to Levi, so he was chayzer from your matane, so it's Levi's. So Memele, so let's understand the Gemara. What are you afraid of? You are afraid maybe he didn't give it to him, and now he's saying he did give it to him, and Levi's going to lose. Levi won't lose. After Yah gave to him, Nish gave to him, Lemaisa Levi's going to win the Din Torah, since the first star is a star, Matna Shimra, which, so the second star, which was written as a Chazorah on the first star, Levi won't lose. So give it back to Shimon. It's irrelevant. Whatever happened, Reuven is telling the truth, not telling the truth. If he's telling the truth, it won't belong to Reuven. To Shimon, it's going to belong to Levi. So the Mishnah that says, Omer Tnu Noisnim, is speaking about that the first Matana was a Matna Shchivra. Ibe Matna Shchivra Nami Yovin Ele. What'll be if Levi Shtar is also a Matna Shchivra? Now, this Shchimra is changing his mind. Rosh Chodesh Nissen, whatever, he wanted to give the karka to Shimon. That was, he did give it, he didn't give it. Irrelevant. Rosh Chodesh Iyar, he gave the Ashtar Matna Shchimra to Levi. Huh? He gave it to Levi. But Matna Shchimra he gave to Levi. Now, it's now Rosh Chodesh Sivan. We find this shtar, the shtar that it says, Rosh Chodesh Nissen, and Reuven says, I gave it to Shimon Rosh Chodesh Nissen. Bekitzer. But what is Reuven saying now? Reuven is saying now, give this shtar to Shimon. In other words, I want Shimon to be kind of the karka. So when Shimon is going to get the shtar, Shimon's matone, when Shimon gets the shtar, it's a new matone from Reuven, Rosh Chodesh Sivan. So now Taka belongs to Shimon. Now it belongs to Shimon. So that means whatever Reuven is saying, but it doesn't belong to Levi, it belongs to Shimon. Ibe matna shchimra nami yovnele, if Levi got the shtar matone Rosh Chodesh Iyar, less like say that he's not losing illegally. The Besraisi Zochi de Kahoda by Mekamaise. That means Shimon is now the last Mekabel Matone, because he's giving it to him now. The Besraisi Zochi de Kahoda by Mekamaise. He has Charote from the Matone that was written, given to Levi. So, what did the Gemara say so far? The Gemara said so far, if the first Matone is Ashtar Matnash Shchimra, you have nothing but to worry about. Reuven is telling the truth. He's saying a lie. It's irrelevant. This shtar will not, by giving back the shtar to Shimon, you were not harming Levi or doing Levi an abla whatsoever. If Levi's matana was a matnas bari, so Reuven can, so he was kind of already finished. He was kind of with a matnas bari, so it belongs to, so it was given to Shimon Rosh Chodesh Nissan. But he gave the karke Rosh Chodesh Iyar to Levi, so he gave a matnas bari. He was chayza from the matana. Yotchul, natural, but you won't take away from Levi. And if it's a matna shchimara, if Levi is a matna shchimara, so Reuven says now give it to Shimon. So he's chayza now from Levi's matana, and he wants that Shimon should get it back. So taka belongs to Shimon. That is our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is speaking about a matna shchimara, a daiteki. Kiktoni bebraise afa pishe shneye moidim lo yachse lo yloze ve lo yloze bebor. The braise is speaking about that the first matona was a matnas bori. The lav bar mehederu, a matnas bori, you can't be chayzer. If it was given to Shimon a matnas bori, so it's like Shimon's. Damrinon, so let's say what we're afraid of. Dil mekos v'lahay meikore. Maybe the shtar, which I find now on the street, Thomas. The shtar says that Reuven is giving this matnas bori to Shimon. So I'm afraid dil mekos v'lahay meikore. Maybe he wrote it l'chatrila to give to Shimon. V'imlech, and he changed his mind. V'lo yovile, he didn't give it to Shimon. And he wrote the kark, he gave it to Levi, the Shchedeshia. The Yovile, he gave him the shtar. Hashte kahoda be meid the Yovile. Now he is charota that he gave it to Levi. The Savar and Reuven holds now. Beheda leimetzina hadano. I can't have charota. It's verfallen. Levi was kind of the kalke. Eimelahu, so I'm gonna tell Bezdin, dana laha yahafte. I'm gonna tell Bezdin, really, I wrote the shtar, the shmatnas bori, I wrote the shtar in Nissen for Shimon. I didn't give it to him. That was what really happened. But I'm gonna tell Bezdin, I'm going to tell Bezdin that I gave it to him. Ashchedish Nissen. I'll tell Bezdin I gave it to him in Nissen. Give him back the shtar. I'm telling you. He also agrees. Two people. Ki heiche. So what are we going to accomplish from this? The chimapi kai kisve. They called him now. He's going to take this shtar that says, I was matnim de karke, this matnas bori in Nissen, zoche behu. That's what he's going to do. So that's what he thinks. Elamrine leyanan, so Bezdin says, but we're a step ahead of you. We are not naive. We tell him, anan, haikisve lo yabina leilahai, anshuldik, this shtar we will not give back to Shimon. I'm sorry. Why not? Dilma michtav kosves, maybe you wrote the shtar tak in Nissen. Mayev lo yovis nele, but you didn't give it in Nissen. I am choshed. I have a chesed in the field over here. How did the shtar get lost? You're showing me a shtar. Yizicha wrote the shtar. No shaila about it. But I'll tell you. Dilme mechtev kosvis, meyev yoliovis nele. You didn't give it to him in Nissen. V'yavti le'inish achine, and you gave it in Rosh Chodesh Iyar. We can tell him in his face. You gave it Rosh Chodesh Iyar to Levi. V'kahadres be'y, and now you have charote. So now we'll tell you like this. He looks at us, he looks at Bezdin. You're choshed me, and Bezdin says, yes, yes. Agavucha, there's a medic, a chochmas manoyach. We tell him the whole Megillah. Why are you doing this? Why? We tell them all our reasons. You can understand us. We'll give you all our reasons. That's right. It's a chayshid in the field. We'll tell you in Ponim Arayim what we're chayshid. So we tell them, we told them exactly, I'm not going to give it back. Don't worry, we won't give it back to you. So now like this. Now let's say like this. Let's say you're an Elachiyit. You're saying an Elachiyit. You didn't give it to someone else. You want to give it to this one. You say, I gave this karke to Shimon Rosh Chodesh Nissen. I never gave this karke to Levi Rosh Chodesh. I gave it to Shimon Rosh Chodesh Nissen. You say, I want that Shimon should have this star. So write another shtar. I have an eitzah for you. That means if you're telling the truth, the taka belongs to Shimon. We're stubborn. We won't let you give back this shtar to Shimon. But you're telling me I gave it to Shimon. It's Shimon's karka. Wonderful. You know what? Write another shtar. Write the shtar. Write the shtar and give it to Shimon. V'yovinelei. So, Mamanemshech. The Yovele Inish Achrine, that means if Achshad is an Emesichshad, and Yutaki gave it to Levi Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Lespa Peseda, the Kodam Zochi. That means, we're telling you an Eitzah. If you're honest, you're telling the truth, you want the Kalkit to belong to Shimon, you never gave it to Levi, fine. We don't trust you. But you want that Shimon should have the shtar? Write a new shtar. Now it's Rashchei the Shtamas. Write a new shtar. Give him the shtar. Is Shimon going to lose? You say you didn't give it. But if you gave it to Levi in between, now Shimon, now Levi won't lose. So we're telling you a good answer. Write a new shtar. But we will not let you give over the shtar to Shimon. That's pshat. So Bikitza, we had Astira, the Mishnah in the Baraisa. The Mishnah says that Motzo Shtar Daitiki Shtar Matone. So it says that you don't give it back to Shimon, to the Mekabel Matone Nimlach Aleihem. But if Reuven, the Noisin, says give it to him, we'll give it to him. Because by a daitiki, we have nothing to worry about. A kilkul won't come out, since a daitiki could be chayzer. So if Levi got a matnas bori, it'll belong to Levi. If Levi got a matnas shrimera, it'll belong meikeradin to Shimon. By, if the first matone is a matnas shrimera, there's nothing to worry about. A kilkul will never come out. If the first maton is a matnas bori, then a terrible kilkul can't come out if you're not telling the truth. We will not permit you to give this back to Shimon. And if you're timing it, Shimon's and I never did such a thing. So, wonderful. Write a new shtar. Or we belong to Shimon from Tammuz. And then, Shalom Yisrael. That was what Rav Abba Bar Mamo said. Now, before we see Rashi, we have to say the Gemara is going to ask this Kashim. That means this was an Iluya Sheteretz. The Mishnah is speaking about a Matnas Shchiv Mara. The Barais is speaking about a Matnas Bori, a Matnas Shchiv Mara, there's no Kilkul, a Matnas Bori, there's a Kilkul, Shalom Al Yisrael. There's one shtickle problem, because the Mishnah says, Daiteki matone v'shoivrim, reizo lo yachser, shaniksum ev nimel chalein, but if he said, no noisnim. So the Mishnah is speaking about a daiteki, fine. The Barais also says, motze daitikois, apetikois matonis, avopishishem voidim lo yachser. Now, the Barais is also speaking about a daiteki. So there's a shtickle problem over here. Rav Abba Bar Mamo says, no, the Barais is speaking about a matnas bori. Shuldik, it says, daite kois. So, Rav Zvid later is going to ask this question, Rav Abba Bar Mamo, but till Rav Zvid, we have to appreciate what Rav Abba Bar Mamo is telling us. That means, the cheshbon is beautiful. If I find a matnas bori, you don't return. If I find a matnas shimra, you do return it. But the barais and the mishnah say the same lashonis, which is problematic. So let us see what Rashi has to say. Habe bori. So Rashi, habe bori. Shohoyo shtar matnas bori. Loi kosev bei kede kotzer v'romi ba'arsei kederech shekoysem b'shitrei matnash shribmara. So Rashi said a mouthful over here. Hobe bori does not mean that the Nisen was a bori. No. He wasn't a bori. He was a shribmara. It says daiteki. Daiteki is daughter hila meikim voli. Is daiteki is a matna shimra. So watch that hobe bori. So Rashi, is very careful. Shoyoshtar matnas bori. Now let us just say one thing. The halacha is by a matna shimra. The din is halacha misa. It could be choyzer. That's a matna shimra. But we have to see the Nusach Ashtar that it says he was a Shrimara, was given as a Shrimara. If he took out this Nusach, and there's a Nusach of a Matna Shrimara. A Matna Shrimara, it says, Kidekotzir Beromi Ba'arsei. When a Matna Shrimara writes a Shtar, there's a Kdome. The Shtar was written, he was sick and lying in bed. Now, the purpose of saying this is the shtar is not you should make a mishabech v'minshu. That's not the purpose. The purpose of writing this in the shtar is you should have an insight shot in this matone. I'm not giving matone stamozoi. I'm giving the matone because it's, I'm a royas anoilet. I'm lying in bed already and it's ot. So memele, so from this agdome, we understand that the purpose of the baton is it should be given lachamisa and it's a matna shrimera. With all hichis matna shrimera, you could be chayzen, it's chalachamisa. But that Rashi says that stavke if you have these headlines. The shtar starts with this hagdome, the kotzer v'romi ba'arse, kiderech shekoysim b'shitrei matna shrimera. If we don't have this, so, it's a matnas bori. Afilu, he said this, if he doesn't, we don't have this, we have to appreciate the Rashi. But if we don't have this, it has a loch of a matnas bori. So, even it says, daitiki, dote, lemeikim, valiyas, it's irrelevant. It's a matnas bori. And it's gonna be chal right away. So Rashi says, so let's appreciate what Rashi did very, very quietly. Habe bori, not he is a bori. Shohoyo shtar matnas bori. That means, Ababu Bamamu knew it's a daiteki. It says daiteki in the Barais also. But it was a shtar matnas bori. He's a shrimara. Like, kosebeke de kosebarami bi arse keder shakais mishitre matnas shrimara. So now the Gemara says like this. The Mishnah is speaking about a shtar matna shrimra. The Bar Mehederu. Sheyochel lachzer b'matanosei ki b'choyzer. Im kosav shnei shtoris. If a shrimra writes two shtoris, he writes two shtoris on the same karke. Hasheini zoiche. Shrei chosa b'y merishen. A matna shrimra yi ki b'choyzer. Iso memeyle dat pshat in the Mishnah. So if the Mishnah is speaking about a matna shrimra, then you could be choyzer, no kilkul will come about. Even matna, so the memela, and it's irrelevant what the second mekabel matana was. Ibe matnas bori yovin ele lohu basre. He gave the second one a matnas bori. Let's lip say the baishtore the mahadra leilahai. He will not lose if you're going to return the first star to Shimon. Yeah, that is the Mishnah. The Barais is speaking about Bebori. Again, Rashi is not a Bori. Kain Shoyishtar Zeh Hanimtzo The shtar was matnas bori. Shuhu zoiche l'shtar hamuchaloi. A shtar matnas bori, the minute he gets it, it's his. Sheni yoche lachze b'matanos. He can't be chayze from the matone. So now, the yofti line shachine, the yofti line shachine, less like seide, let's see what this is going on, so we told him we should write a new shtar, the yofti line shachine, less like seide, b'shtore de kosafta, we're telling him by a matnas bori, write a new shtar. And this shtar will do only good and not bad. The yoftel in the shachina less like pseide b'shtore de kosafte hashte de mai de kodim shtore zochi the whatever shtar is first yeah fine that is Rav Abba bar Mamos Teretz maskif lo Rav Zvid. Voidi viidi daitekois kotoni. How could you say that the Baraisa is speaking about a matnas bori? It says daiteki. So the Chedushi Aran says, we really took care of this. It really is a daiteki, but it was written with a nusach of a matnas bori. So, Mamela, between you and me, Rababa Bar Mamel, this kasha was not too gefährlich. It's, Rav Zvid is the kasha. Both are talking about, both, the Tana calls them both Daitiki, and God, this was written with a nusach of a matnas bori. No! He didn't like it. I mean, everyone is entitled to their opinion. Rav Abba Bar Mamel wasn't a spoiler. It was a daiteki that was written with a nusach of a matnas bori. Okay. Rav Zvid did not like this. Right. Maskiv lo Rav Zvid. Voidi viidi daitekois katoni. Elo omar Rav Zvid. Ho voho bishchib mara. Voloi kashe ho bei voho bebrei. Both cases, the Mishnah and the Baraisa is speaking about a matna shrimera. The shrimera wrote a matone, the first style. And now, we find the shtar, and he says, tnu. Now, it matters who is saying Tnu, the Shchimara or his son? We're going to see a very interesting scenario. Masnisin de Ka'oma tu noisnin bididei de Bar Mehedo. Tamrine name yove line shachine les bei pseide de kama u basra zochi de hoda bei mikam. Now. The Mishnah, this we're saying like we said before. The Mishnah is speaking about Amatna Shrimara. Amatna Shrimara, we find a star that says Reuven gave Amatna Shrimara to Shimon Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Now we find Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, we find this Matna Shrimara. We find this Matna Shrimara. And we ask the Shrimara, what's with the star? Shrimara says, Give it to Shimon. I gave it to him, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So we start scratching our heads. Maybe you gave, let's say, a matnas bori, and we don't trust you. Maybe you gave a matnas bori to Levi in Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Since this is a matnas shchimera, so Levi is not going to lose. The matnas shchimera, if Levi will come and show his shtar, so we see you were chayzer from the first matone. So mamela, it belongs to Levi. That means a matna shchivmera is not scary. If you gave after this matna shchivmera a matna's bori to Levi, so belongs to Levi. If you didn't give to Levi, so it belongs to Shimon. So by giving it back to Shimon, we have nothing but to worry about. And that's mamish, we said this before. This is what Rabbi Bamamal said. The Mishnah is speaking about Matnas Shchima, nothing but to worry about. Fine. What is the Baraisa? Kikotoni be Baraisa afal pishe shneyim moidim layasa loylazev loylazev bebrei. It's speaking about the sun. What happened? Happened as I. We have here a father and a son. Yaakov was a shchimera, and Yaakov wrote a matna shchimera. Rosh Chodesh Nissan is giving this karka to Shimon. Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Fine. Yaakov passed away. Gimel Nissan. Yaakov is dead already. Fine. Yaakov passed away. Now, we find the star, Shchodesh Tammuz, we find the star floating about. So, we find the star floating around. Shchodesh Tammuz. Let's speak about what we're afraid of, what can occur. Find the star of Shchodesh Tammuz. So we approach Reuven, the son of Yaakov. Still in the Yud Beis Chodesh. So we approach Reuven, this star that, you know anything about the star? Yeah, sure. My father brought it to Rosh Chodesh Nissan. I remember he gave it over Rosh Chodesh Nissan to Shimon. I remember he gave it over Rosh Chodesh Nissan to Shimon. Ah, it's lost. Look, guys. He gave it over Rosh Chodesh Nissan to Shimon. And then my father died by Shimon. It's Shimon's. Fine. Now, we'll be naive. But we're afraid of something. We're afraid, as I... He maybe never gave it over to Shimon. Maybe he never gave it over to Shimon. If he gave it over to Shimon Rosh Chodesh Nissan, he died Beis Nissan, wouldn't be a problem. But maybe Yaakov wrote the Shtar Rosh Chodesh Nissan, and he didn't give it over yet. He died Beis Nissan. So who does the Karka belong to? The Karka belongs to Reuven, to son Reuven. Yeah, Reuven, Yashin Yaakov. Reuven wrote the Shtar Rosh Chodesh Nissan. He's, Yaakov wrote the Shtar Rosh Chodesh Nissan to give to Shimon the karka. This was Rosh Chodesh Nissan. If he had given it over Rosh Chodesh Nissan, and he died Beis Nissan, it belongs to Shimon, Shalom Al Yisrael. That's if he gave it over. But let us say he didn't give it over. Shema Kosav Litain, and he didn't give it over. He died. He died Beis Nissan, so who does the karka belong to? To Yerush. This Yerush, this karka, the Shimon never acquired the karka, the Shimon never got the shtar, belongs to Yerush Reuven. Fine. Reuven, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, decides to give, he's a Yerush, Yash and the karka, he decides to give this karka to Levi. Right? Yash and the karka from his father, he's gonna give it to Levi. Fine. Then, this was Rosh Chodesh Iyar. He's giving it to Levi. No, that belongs to Levi. No problem. Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, he has charata. Why'd I give it to Levi? It's a shot, I gave it to Levi. But my hands are tied. What can I do? I gave it to Levi. Levi is a shtar. I gave it to Levi. Then all of a sudden, they find the shtar of Algering in the gas that says in the shtar that his father gave the shtar to Shimon Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Wah! Shema Psoyim Hashem. So he comes, they approach Reuven. You acquainted with this star? Yeah, sure. And my father gave this, wrote the star, and he gave it to Shimon Rosh Chodesh Nissan. It's like a, listen, yeah, so, you gave the star to you gave this karka to Levi Rosh. You gave the karka. Yeah,
The Koran Albert nicht after the father died. Yeah, you're right, Taka. I made a mistake, Taka. I remember now the father gave the shtar to Shimon. It belongs to Shimon. Now it's going to belong to Shimon, and he's going to go over to Shimon. You know he never got it. I know. Well, listen. It's worth money. We'll split. I'm going to say it belongs. My father gave it to you. You'll nod your head, and we'll give it to us, and we'll split. We'll split the profits. Inshallah, Mal Yisrael. We'll be able to take it away from Levi. That's what the Baraisa is speaking about. Now let's see in a minute. The Baraisa, Ava Pishish Neim Oidim Layachse Loilaze Veloilaze, the Brei, we're speaking about that the son says that you should give it to Shimon. Damrinen, so we say like this, Dilma Kosav Avur Lahai. Maybe your father wrote it, your father Taka wrote it for Shimon. Vimlech Veloyovinele, and he didn't give it over to Shimon. Ubosar Avur, and after the father died, because of Iu Leinishachin, you gave it to someone else. You gave it to Levi. You gave the karka to Levi. Rosh Chodesh here. V'hash the kahode be'mei na'yev charota. Why did he give it over to Levi? Sava meheder loy matzina adarne. I can't have charota. It's for fun. He is a star. Eim elohu da'abe yover leilahais. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell them my father gave it to Shimon. V'nosvulei kisvei. So give Shimon the star. Shimon got the star as Chodesh Nissen. Let's see the side. V'leizel v'leipik minei da'ai. Now Shimon is going to go to Levi and take it away from him. What are you doing with, I got this kalke, I was kind of based Nissen. V'niflik ba'adei. And we'll make a... We'll share the profits. Hilkach amrin alei, so Bezdin tells him, anan hai kisve lo yevin alei lai. No, I'm sorry. We will not buy this. We're not naive. We will not give him the shtar. The dilma michtav kosve yevue. Maybe your father wrote the shtar, maybe lo yevile. Yeah, but he didn't give it to him. So the kalke belongs to you. And you gave it to someone else after your father died. You were Yiddish. And now you have charota. We have everything figured out. Elo ikushte ka'amri. Listen, if you're telling the truth, you give us a look. I would do such a thing. If it's the way you say it belongs to Shimon, you never did such a thing. So write another shtar. Give it to Shimon. Dinami because afilu, it's not the way you say, because afte at l'nishachine, less velpseide, the kama obasre kama zochi. I mean, you write a shtar in Tammuz, you give it to Shimon, and if you're telling the truth, it's gevaldik. If you're not telling the truth, Levi will not lose from this whole breidel, and shalom al Yisrael.